Maybe you've been intrigued by the title of today's episode. Let me explain. We're talking about pauses and the best place to pause, the most appropriate place to pause within a sentence, and the different meanings that that sentence can have if you pause in an inappropriate place. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Before we come to the jerk, let me tell you about the driving trip. What's that on the road ahead? Or, what's that on the road ahead? A pause can make all the difference between seeing traffic problems and the scene of a murder. Yeah? What's that on the road ahead? What's that on the road ahead? Let me give you another example. My manager, who's in the New York office, is a jerk. The pause that I did then, "My manager, who's in the New York office, is a jerk," indicates that my friend has more than one manager, and they're referring to the one in the New York office rather than the one in the London or Paris bureau. If instead they said, "My manager, who's in the New York office, is a jerk," that pause, or both of them, indicates that they only have one manager and that that person is based in New York. So, the point of the pause is to give added context to a comment. Although, either way it seems, they've got at least one manager who's a bit of a burk and a jerk. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Back tomorrow with more.